views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Janice Underwood Show, unleashing the creator within for real. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice explores the life creator system, helping listeners access the tools needed to create the life experiences most appropriate for their soul's growth. In this hit show, you will learn about relationships, energetics, mind and body communication, quantum healing, intuition, and much more. Create the life you want, not the life you tolerate on The Janice Underwood Show.
Well, hello, everyone. Happy Monday morning to you. You're here at Transformation Talk Radio at The Janice Underwood Show, and I'm your host, Janice Underwood. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You know, every week we dive into some ways that you can create the life you want and get rid of that life that you tolerate. And, you know, some of the things that we tolerate can be what I call energy leaks. So they're the things called stress and overwhelm and when we feel unproductive. And so this is part three in a series that I've been doing with my guest, John Underwood. Hi, John.
Hello again.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Yay. So, you know, this is part three of the Accomplishing More with Less Stress. And you know, we really wanted to help people find those energy leaks like stress and overwhelm and feeling unproductive. And so what we've been doing, just for the listeners, if you haven't listened to part one or part two, what we're doing this week is we are going through one of the techniques that you can go through to help these projects move forward. So, for example, in week one and week two, we were in part one and part two, we were talking about getting everything out of your head and moving those over into a list and then categorizing those into a projects and what you can do with that. And John's going to go a little bit more into that. But I want to tell you why we're doing this. So, you know, we can find ourselves wanting to move to the next level in our business, for example. Sometimes we just want to be more present for the people that we love. And especially if you're one who is going on a spiritual or self-growth journey, that can also take some time away. I mean, that in itself is a project. I know this because it has. It's been one of the most important projects I've undertaken in my life, which has been self-growth and finding, you know, more of who I really want to be in the world and then executing on that. So when we do things like this, it's really so that we have room in our life and energy in our life to attend to everything we have going on, plus the things that are really important to us. So this is where we're at right now, is we're continuing to explore ways and really give you tools that will help you get what you want out of this amazing, beautiful life that we have. So speaking of which, hey, John, can we do a moment of gratitude before I turn this over to you?
Sure, go for it.
Awesome. Yeah, I love to do gratitude, move into the energy of gratitude. And I'm just so really grateful. You know, it's just been an amazing year so far. It's been a very fast year. And but overall, I feel like there's a lot of potential. And some of the things that I set up last year seem to be coming to fruition. So I'm really happy about that. What about you, John? Do you have anything you'd be willing to share with our listeners?
You know, the one nice thing that's been about this year so far is rest. So I really like how you kind of went over the why are we doing all of this, because, you know, at the beginning of this year, I really have focused more on getting on top of things so that I have been resting. And so I'm really grateful that so far this year, I've really been able to rest a lot and restore a lot, which will get me towards the next level, as you said.
Wonderful. Great. Well, I'm just going to turn it over to you. Let's go into what we're doing, where we've been, and whatever you think is relevant.
Sure. So thanks again for doing the recap, because that really is kind of the whole reason why we're even having this mm-hmm. conversation is, you know, the self-growth and the energy and everything. So yeah, let's kind of recap everything we've done up to this point, mm-hmm. and then we can move forward on this week's. So the first thing that we did was we wrote all of our to-dos down, and we got them out of our head. And what was important about that is, you know, it's really hard to kind of to know where we are if we can't even see it. So step number one is write everything down, which will eventually help get us to a level of un-overwhelm if we are overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. Even though at the very beginning, again, it might overwhelm us. And that's okay if that's what happens. But first step is to get it all out, no matter how big or small. And then the second step was starting to kind of see the trends and put those into projects. And projects kind of can very much help get out of that overwhelm state, and that it starts kind of reducing down the number of things that we have that we are tracking. And we kind of went over after that what every project kind of is, what the definition is. And the definition is kind of an outcome, what you would like to hear, see, and feel when this project is done. And we know that's done, so we can move on to something else. The second is resources that we have, whether those are books or skills that we already have, or, you know, just any kind of physical or mental resources that we can draw on to accomplish said goal. And the last is a list of action items. These are things that are very small that can be done, you know, somebody outside of us would be able to check it off. It's at that level. It's not like come up with a new plan. It's like I will have a one-page plan of what this is. So, you know, it's in the environment. Other people can see what it is. And the most important one of all those action items is the next one that we can act on. And then we went over a lot of kind of questions about what to happen if we get stuck. And we're not going to go into those again, but if you did want to see what those were, they were at reallifeworldchanges.com/energyleaks, all one word. And, you know, it's a set of questions that can really kind of help you if you do happen to get stuck in something, and can really help re-excite you, reinvigorate you, or really kind of move you forward.
Yeah, and I love that you brought that up, John, if I may for a moment. As we were talking in part two about energy and how when we have an idea or an inspiration, when we first get that idea and it moves us, right, like it feels really nice within us, we get excited. And there's like all the energy. We feel like we have all the energy in the world to move it forward. And then as we're doing, you know, work towards it, maybe we have to do some market research, or we have to start, you know, asking people if they would, you know, enjoy this as well, you know, this idea in physical form, we can get really tired. So what I love about the questions you're talking about is that just that piece in itself, you can use that handout in anything you're doing in life, because it just will remind you why you're doing something, and it will also help you kind of get your bearings again and get you kind of situated into the next step. Would you agree with that? Yeah.
And that's why it's really important to do that uh-huh. outcome. Superfluous. It's not the thing I'm really going to focus on is the to-dos. Oh, and then, you know, I should go do that. No, it's actually really important, especially when you're initially excited, to write that out and to even go through the questions ahead of time. Yeah. You're kind of like pre-working some of that, because it's probably going to come up. I'm not saying it's inevitable, but it's probably going to come up. And it's really good to have, you know, kind of a token almost of that original emotional excitement in, you know, a sentence or something. It's kind of a reminder to yourself. It's a reminder of your future self. It's almost a letter to your future self of, this is why I want to do this. And when it's done, this is why I wanted to do this. And this is why it's important that I wanted to do this.
Mm. Yeah. And for our listeners too, this is important. I'm kind of feeling this is important to mention too, is that, so when we say outcome here, in other ways that I've participated in this type of exercise, words that like intention, right? Like remembering our intention, remembering the energy. And then there was actually this one modality I learned called Psyche K. And the way that they described this, it was a very similar process, but it was like imagining that you're putting your order into the universe. And so you want to make sure that you get the French fries instead of the green beans, right? So you're telling the universe, hey, this is what I'm excited about, and this is what I'd like to see in the world. And the more specific and the more that we can really get into the feeling of it, the better it is that we can stay on track. And so when we're doing, you know, this type of list work and project review and looking at the to-dos that to get done, it's really great to be able to plug into that energy very quickly.
And the important thing is that this is from your point of view. This is what mm-hmm. you want to see out in the world. Even if it's a project that you're doing for somebody else, it's still important to know why you're doing it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because even though it might have, the outcome might have originated with somebody else, you still have a part to play. And if you don't have a part to play, then you shouldn't have a project.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, if you're going to do something, do it right. It's kind of that. If you're going to do something, make sure you're in alignment with why you're doing it.
Right. And that keeps us motivated. I think we mentioned that in part two, right? It's all about either sustaining that motivation or connecting back into the energy of inspiration or creation or just being able to get that next step done. So I love this. And John, I guess for some of the listeners too, before we go to break, I'd like to remind them, you know, that this is a process that we're going through that you've adapted from David Allen's Getting Things Done. So if they wanted to look at that, there's a book out there called Getting Things Done. And you just found over time that there were some really important key aspects. And then, of course, used your own perspective on it and really kind of honed in some of these concepts. And so I'd love for you to share that a little bit about that with our listeners when we come back. Would that be good?
Sure. That sounds great.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, you know, if you'd like to catch up with where we are today, you can go to realliferealchanges.com/energyleaks. That's ENERGYLEAKS. And there you'll find a little synopsis or summary of part one and part two. And then there are handouts for each of those radio shows that we've done. And so you can catch up with us. So I encourage you that if you're kind of stuck or you're wanting to find some inspiration for one of those projects that you're going towards in 2018, to check that out. It's there to be a resource to you. All right. And with that, we're going to go to break. I'm Janice Underwood. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Have you ever lost your way while driving somewhere? This can be unsettling as you don't know if you should go left, right, forward, backwards, or make a U-turn. Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, where we harness the power of the universe for happier living. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on helping them get back on their natural road of living their life with joy. Next time you feel off track, tap into your inner child's sense of joy and write down on paper the non-negotiable qualities that you're needing in career or love, but without limiting specifics. With your list, you know where to place your energy going forward and where not to. You're always best served when your inner child is at the navigation controls. However, don't worry, you still have the keys to the car. If you would like to schedule a personal navigation session with me, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ElitetarotT.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for joining us here on the Janice Underwood Show. You're here at Transformation Talk Radio, and I'm here with my guest, John Underwood. He's helping us go through and get those projects underway and underhand without stress and without overwhelm. So welcome back, John.
Hello again.
Hi. Hey, you know, what I'd love for you to do is for some of the listeners who are just joining us this week on this whole, you know, process, can you give us just a quick overview of, like, you know, why were you looking for this project and how did it help you in your life?
Sure. So, you know, I kind of started to reach this point of success where there wasn't enough time, and there wasn't enough time for kind of the projects that I wanted to go after, or more or less even time for myself at that point. So as we do, I Googled and started kind of Googling for productivity and, you know, kind of how to get things done, and ended up kind of finding GTD, which is David Allen's Getting Things Done, and really did start to experiment with it. And one big point that he makes in it is that we're not getting things done for the outcome of being more efficient. We want to get things done so that we can rest and relax and get back to ourselves. And that really resonated with me. And so I kind of adopted it as kind of one of the core things that I kind of a core organizing principle for myself. And, you know, in that intervening decade, I found kind of other things that kind of go into it well. And so that's a little bit of what we're adding in kind of doing this three-part series, is what are some of those additional things and kind of ways that I found to hone it in and kind of make it work well for me. And I'm kind of curious whether they'll work for you, and if they do, and if you do get into GTD, what have you found that kind of helps and kind of adds into that too? So at some point, it would be great to hear back from listeners about, you know, their stories about using this system.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that you and I have in common is that we both had, and you still have, a career in the tech industry. And for me, I just remember being on the verge of burnout. And one of the first alternative health practitioners I saw was a chiropractor who really helped me from, well, she helped me back away from adrenal fatigue that I didn't even know I had. And so that's actually how I got into my, you know, quote unquote spiritual journey. I was really looking for a way to balance, you know, what I knew of to be me, you know, the person who liked, you know, family and being around people and being present for people, and then also having this other version of me that was stressed out, tired, and always working. So I know that, for some of our listeners, they've also made a transition out of, a really stressful situation. And so I find that this process is a really great process to start teaching us, people like myself, as we're going through self-growth and wanting to find ourselves again. It's actually a great way to pace us out of some of that just busy to-do-ness that we all get trapped in and we don't even know it. So, John, with that, can you? Yeah. Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
I was just going to say, because we're not our projects. Projects right. are things that we do, but they're not us. And so if we can get our projects underhand, we can get back to being us.
Wonderful. And so with that, let's go ahead and dive into the process. Where do you want to start?
Sure. So kind of starting the first bit of kind of the end of the process is, so you're there, you have all of your projects. And up to this point, you've probably been holding them all together, which the promise of this is that it would be less overwhelming. And we got it from the to-dos, which were a big number, down to projects, which are a smaller number. And that might still be overwhelming. So now we're going to take that number down a little bit more even.
And to-dos, John, those can be tasks or, like calling a person or writing something out or, following up, that kind of stuff, right?
Yes, preferably mm-hmm. they're very kind of small, grounded activities.
Okay. Okay, great.
And so we have our projects. And the big question is what of those projects do we realistically think we're going to market to do one of those grounded physical activities in the next week? And it's not, each one of these would take a minute, but I have 100 of them. You're probably still not going to get those done. It's which ones do you realistically... how much do you really think you're going to accomplish in the next week? And mm-hmm. the great thing about this is you'll start to kind of find your flow and what you think that number is and can hone it in. So next week, if you're off a little bit, that's fine. Next week, you'll be doing the exact same thing. And again, it's not, let's see how many I can cram into a week, because then you're not taking care of yourself. So there will be kind of this balance that you'll start to find, kind of an equilibrium. Mm-hmm. And that'll be a really sweet spot to be at. So kind of the first next thing is starting to have kind of active projects for the next week. And then the others, like, keep them, put them in a safe place, and you'll come back to those in a week's time, which will be kind of a new to-do. You could put on your calendar of, I need to start looking at the next week and figure out what's still on hold, what needs to be on hold, what needs to be taken off of hold. And, a lot of times things are scheduled. You don't do taxes in May. You do taxes before April. So February, March, you might want to make sure that, that project's coming up pretty often because it has a deadline. And I only picked that because it's a pretty universal. It's a pretty universal project that all of us have every year. Yeah. But it can be very, it doesn't have to be that grounded. It can be very, very high level desires that we have, but still making sure that we can make progress on it as often as we want, but being realistic about how much we get done in a week.
Which, as you've been talking about that, I have really been tuning into the word compassion. For me, I think that something like this just allows us to honor the humanness of us and have compassion for ourselves and the amount of energy that we have available to us in any given day or any given month.
Sure, because GTD in the system isn't about making you a more efficient machine.
Right,
it's actually
right.
about making you a better human and perhaps a more spiritual human.
Yeah, because, if you really look at the cover of that book, I can't imagine, in fact, I've even asked people if they would pick it up, people that I've coached, and they're like, why would I pick that up? That looks linear and boring, But I would... teach some of, because after I learned about this, I actually took, like you, I took pieces that were really relevant and helped me get out of that burnout and to-do syndrome. And I started teaching it to clients, and I'm like, some of the stuff we're talking about actually comes from this boring, linear looking book. So I think sometimes we think that it's just going to be another way that, we're moving and just constantly in motion. So I kind of like, go ahead.
And ironically, you know, just because we don't like linear and boring things doesn't mean that they go away. Mm-hmm. And ironically, with this system, it's actually about getting it underhand and getting through with it so you can get to the other steps. So this is going to add more boring and linear stuff to your life. It's actually trying to minimize it.
Yeah.
Which is the irony of the situation.
So John, when people go through these to-dos and go through these projects, I mean, would you call them kind of like they're looking at their projects and making sure they come up in their awareness? Do they find that they don't want to do a project anymore? Like, does that happen?
So that's a great question that actually leads into the next thing, which is pruning.
Okay.
A lot of times you might actually no longer be in alignment with that project. And that's fine. And you might have a couple of to-dos to be sure to finish the thought or finish the project or wrap it up somewhere else or make sure that somebody else gets the project so that, you know, your responsibility for it is gone. So that's kind of a pruning step. And just like you do with a tree, sometimes you have to prune some of the branches. A lot of times you have to prune your projects.
Mm-hmm.
Or perhaps create new projects or... But an important thing is actually that pruning so that you don't just add. And then at the end of the day, you're overwhelmed with how much you have. Pruning is a complete acceptable way to finish out projects just as finishing them is.
It's like a letting go process. You know, you can really look at something and decide whether or not you're in alignment with the energy. And if you're not, it's a great time to let go. I could see even doing a ceremony. I still love doing ceremonies. I don't do them, you know, for a living or anything, but I have these small little ceremonies. And so when you say that, I could see that as like, oh, well, you know what? I've learned so much with this project and I've done these steps, but now, you know, I don't really want to go forward with that project. Or maybe that project, ooh, this is what we can talk about perhaps after the break, is sometimes those projects actually lead to other projects.
Yes.
Yeah. I was just thinking about that. I'm like, oh, that's kind of a juicy topic right there. Because I've had that happen as well.
And sometimes these projects actually depend on projects from others. And we might actually be waiting on others. So I really actually like that as the first thing to hit after the break.
Yeah, I think so too. So again, you know, if you're just joining us, we've been talking about identifying energy leaks and how you can get a handle on all of those to-dos. We call them to-dos, but you can think of them as tasks or all of those things in your head that you're like, oh, I got to do that. I should do that. Oh, someone's waiting on me to do that. So we've been talking about that. If you'd like more information about that, you can go to realliferealchanges.com/energy leaks. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net.
find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Thanks for joining us today. You're at the Janice Underwood Show, and I'm here with my guest, John Underwood, and we've been talking about identifying energy leaks and still staying in the energy of those projects that you want to get done. We were also talking about how beautiful this process is in the way that our projects can morph, and also how our projects can maybe change through time, or how we can change and maybe not want to do a project, but that perhaps at that time, it's a great time to hand off to someone else around us. And so, John, you know, let's kind of go into this, because this feeds into the part that we're focusing on this week, which is review. So what's a review, and why do we want to do a project review?
Sure. So we've actually already introduced one of the reviews, which is the weekly review. Mm. And the weekly review is kind of, it's a little bit of time you set aside, maybe like 30 minutes, to really kind of set your intention or your energy for the week and what you'd like to get accomplished without being in the week. A lot of times, you know, it's Wednesday afternoon, you're kind of tired, but you want to do something. It's really nice just to flip through your projects and be like, that's a task I can do right now, without having to bring in the whole of your life to figure out, okay, where do I want to go from here? You know, that sometimes doing that in the middle of the day can just be too much and can pop you way up into a higher energy. Mm. Sometimes it's nice just to be like, oh, I need to make this phone call. Okay, I'll just go make that phone call. And it's not, you know, popping you up so much. So a big thing about reviews is that they're kind of out of the normal flow of life. So the first one is going to be that weekly review. Kind of going up from that, it's probably about once a quarter you want to do a review also. And that review might take a little bit more. It might take an entire morning or an entire afternoon or perhaps even an entire day. Mm. And I kind of start to think about that one as kind of almost a half ceremony. That's where, you know, you definitely want to have a book where you can start writing down thoughts and ideas, and you kind of think a little bit higher level about your life. Like, what more do I want to accomplish, you know, perhaps this year, not necessarily this week. Mm. And, you know, a little bit more of where you want to direct the path of your life to go a little bit more, or the path of your spiritual life. And then the last one is kind of a yearly review. And this is where you want to be even more out of your normal life. This might be you're in Maui, or you're off on a vacation at a lake house or something. And this can totally happen during a normal vacation, but it's perhaps taking definitely an entire day, if not two, you know, probably even up to like a week, just really stepping back from your life and figuring out where you want to be in a decade and what projects and actions do you need to start doing now to set yourself up for success, for hitting that big, that ambitious goal in a decade or two decades, or even popping it all the way up to life. The decades I have left, what do I want to do? And then start kind of bringing down, as you were saying, you have projects and then you have sub-projects, and making sure that whatever that big, big thing is, or that set of big, big things, that you do have kind of, you know, quarterly projects that go for that, and then weekly projects, and then the next action item, so that the big things that you want to do in life and the big directions you want to go isn't always, I'll do that in a quarter, I'll do that in a month, I'll do that next year, I'll do that on and on and on until you're on your deathbed and you're like, I guess I'm not doing that. Yeah. You know, that's kind of the horrible case for this. So, you know, we want to make sure that we really are starting to make action and make progress on those things early.
You know, and John, I've noticed that just with the pieces that I've enjoyed about this process that I've kind of integrated on my own, what I like is that they become kind of part of my meditation practice. So, for example, I can go off and I can meditate, and sometimes I only meditate for 2 or 3 minutes. It's just a matter of just, you know, recentering, refocusing. And, you know, sometimes when you're busy during the day, that's all you have. You just have a few minutes. But what I noticed is in me knowing about the system and reviews and how to prune things and look for the next action item that I could take in that moment, that I just naturally my subconscious now works with this. So I can get out of a small meditation period and I can write a list, or I can say, huh, I need to revisit that, you know, quote unquote project I have going on, because I don't know, there's something kind of off on that. And do you kind of find that too? Do you have a way that it seems to fit, you know, with work life and, you know, your own self-care?
Yes. And so, I mean, definitely meditating is where you start to get to that deeper kind of review, and you can use that and you can, meditation actually kind of helps with all levels of this, not only kind of the very high level, but even, oh, this is a new way to do this, to do that gets me back to this project that's, you know, much easier. It takes much less time. And then the other thing I kind of want to add is, you know, for a big enough project, you're likely going to need other people. You know, if you want to start a nonprofit, that's great, but that's a team activity. And so kind of a very minor point is, you know, you might be waiting on somebody else for a project, and write that down as a to-do, like check in with that person or make a deadline for this person. And, you know, it's kind of, this project is going to be on hold for the next week while I'm waiting on this other person. And then that also really starts to chunk up in a really cool way. Whereas, you know, that once a year review, you know, before I mentioned, what do you want to see in your life before, you know, it's too late or within the next decade? But it might also be that yearly review is with your family, and your family's like, where do we want to be in a year? Or where do we want to be, you know, in a decade? Perhaps even, how do I set up my project so that I hand it off to other people or my children after I die, so that they can continue this really big project. And so this is where you really start chunking up to meaning and significance. All the while, on the other side of that, making sure that it's all the way chunked down to next action items. But, you know, those really big projects should have really compelling outcomes. And they can be very ambitious, and they don't have to be just you. And so, you know, you can also use this entire system within a group of people, a family unit, a business group, you know, a little guild that you've created together, you know, whatever you want, to really start to tackle big things that are both fulfilling for you personally and fulfilling kind of for something bigger than you too.
You know what comes to mind too, John, is, you know, when a project maybe hits a snag, you know, like it's got a point in time where maybe you're really waiting on someone, let's just say a government agency, and you just don't know how long you're going to be waiting for them to get back to you. you know, I love that we can have this in our consciousness, because what it allows us to do is take that moment and just give ourselves a quick review of why we're doing it. And what I've noticed just for myself, you know, I'm a recovering workaholic, and I used to be very much very impatient about a lot of things, and I'm still working on patience. It's one of my life lessons. But what I've noticed is it just builds in a lot more patience, in that I'm like, okay, I know that it's okay to wait for however long I have to wait for this answer, because the reason I'm doing this is so important to me. And yes, and like you said, if you're running a big project with your family or a group, you can all sit around the table and go, okay, well, you know, do we still want to do this project? And if it's yes, then okay, what can we do right now? And maybe all we can do right now is just keep feeding the energy, the positive energy towards the project, and just stay calm. You know, so that's kind of what that's bringing up for me, because that's actually a real life example that you and I have had in the last year. Do you have anything else to add? Yeah.
Or, you know, the great thing about weight and a project that's on weight, where all you can do is send it good energy, is work on other projects.
Yes.
It can really build in the patience. For, you know, if you have a project that's going to take 10 years, a lot of times at the outset, we're like, that's too big. I'm not going to be able to sustain that for a decade. And the flaw in thinking is that that's the only thing you're going to be doing for a decade, right? Yeah. And you don't want to be 5 years in and be like, oh, nope, I don't have the patience for this, and be out. So a lot of times, you know, during those hold moments, it can either be, oh, I actually need to give this project to somebody else for a little bit. And I know that we have done that. There are times when we had a really big project and one of us was like, I can't handle this anymore. Like, if I keep pushing this, bad things are going to happen.
Yeah.
And the other one took over and it was great. Yeah. And it gave us that stamina to do something really big and ambitious. And yet the other one wasn't just, they just stopped everything. Like, they just went and started another piece of the project or another project altogether. Mm-hmm. So it also kind of builds in the ability to have those handoffs.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think that, again, you know, we're presenting a way that we found that this process works. But by all means, if there's a step that you can put together with your meditation practice, if there's a step that you can, or two steps that you can combine and maybe do a ceremony, or if you, I can think of a couple of my colleagues that actually go off every year and they have a special place in nature that they take their book and they review all the things that they did over the year. If there's a way that you can fit it in, you know, there's not one right way to do this. But what I do like about the framework of it is that you can build your own practice off of it. And so we're giving you as close to, you know, what we can of the framework with our own, you know, with things like energy and talking about, you know, things being in alignment. But what I love about this is you can take it and make it your own. So when we come back from break, what are we going to talk about, John? We should talk about relation, like the energy. What do you think? I think the listeners, okay, listeners, this is what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about energy, and we'll go through the steps again and then whatever else comes up. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
To Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship, this hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I say this every week. Yes, I do. And time flies when you're having fun. So we're here with John Underwood, and we've been talking. This is part three of our series in Accomplishing More with Less Stress. And, you know, we've added a piece to it to help people get out of the energy leaks. And so I'd love to chat with you, John, you know, right now about energy leaks. Let's talk about energy, because to me, I know that I love to monitor the energy. It's just something kind of I'm good at. And I like to monitor the energy between me and something else. So that to me is relationship. And what I like about this process is it allows me to have a way to naturally review my projects, what I have to do on them, and also know what I'm feeling, like, you know, what my relationship with those projects are. Do you find that to be similar when you're doing this?
I do. And something we had talked about very early on with the to-dos was to have kind of an emotional valence about it. Like, how do you feel about this to-do?
Yeah.
And I'm right with you. I think the projects are a great way to figure out what are all the areas in our life. And very much, how do we emotionally feel about them? You know, during even the weekly reviews, we should be looking at all of our projects, and even more so in the quarterly and years. And those are great times to figure out what our energy towards those projects are, whether we like that energy, whether we need to either figure out how to get that energy back into a good place, or kind of be like, no, I'm good with that, and pruning it and letting it go. And, you know, even more so with, you know, as we talked about in the last segment, the teams and the other people and the collaborators that we have for going after these big intentions and these big projects.
Well, and what I like about it too is where there's something that I call like a relationship map or a really or an energy blueprint. And I've taken a lot of my clients through this because sometimes we don't know why we're worn out until we can actually map out where all of our energy is. And to me, you know, so you can actually use this process and your reviews of your project to actually do what I call kind of like a relationship map. And to me, what happens is it actually helps our subconscious, especially if now we're rearranging our energy map, like maybe letting some things go or adding some new things, and also setting our intention for ourselves. I feel like it's a great way to tell the subconscious, hey, this is where we're going. And so I love what you're saying, John, because you're also talking about, you know, when we want to set those big intentions, like the big goals in our life, the 5 to 10 year goals. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Well, and I agree with you completely. I've done some of your relationship maps and they were extremely helpful. And doing it for kind of that core number of big intentions mm-hmm. that you have and calling a 5 and 10 year project an intention, I think is a great way to put it, is it doesn't have to be a very grounded thing. It might be, I want to live in this new place, or I want to be a better person, or I want to be more compassionate. And it's not exactly like a thing that's easily measured, but there are definitely projects that can help get us towards those directions. And I really do think that, you know, an energy map or a relationship map is a great way to get insight about that, especially on a continuous basis, to really kind of hone in that skill.
Yeah, and I find also that when our subconscious has a clear message or a clear intention that we've given it, you know, then we can use our reticular activating system, right? That system built in all of us that starts pattern matching for us and putting us on the right path. You know, some people call it, you know, having their intuition or having, you know, a conversation with the universe. But to me, it's just really that we've gotten so clear and we're so clear about the energy and that we want that energy in our life that we can actually sustain ourselves through the whole project. What's been one of your biggest projects? You know, it doesn't have to be personal, but what's a project that you can think of that this has really helped you stay, you know, engaged in it and also finish the project?
That's a really good question. I've had a couple of really, really big ones. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's kind of interesting because I think it would probably be under that intention of being a better human, but it kind of also goes under that spiritual thing. And this is kind of the funny place that this has evolved to, which was in the beginning of the GTD, to kind of handle my to-dos so that I could get back to kind of being me. And, you know, as it evolved and as it deepened within me, GTD also became the way that I did that. And so, you know, some of the trainings I went to at one point were projects. And mm-hmm. then making sure that I actually took that training and applied it in my life and within myself and within my meditation project, within my meditation life, became part of the projects. And it's kind of weird how it kind of wrapped in around itself. Because again, the entire reason to do this was to be able to hone in and have time for myself. And, you know, as GTD and as I got more efficient with projects, it became that impetus in my life too. Did you find that with yourself?
Yeah, I did. I'm like you. I don't know that I can name just one. You know, I've had projects that have been smaller, like just simply, hey, move, you know, like maybe I was renting a place and just move, you know, we don't think that's a project sometimes, but it is, you know, you have to have energy to have that project, all the way up to revamping my business. You know, I've done that actually a few times, and those are pretty big intentions to set. I also have a big intention in my life to serve people, right? So it's just really neat how, you know, you can play with this at so many different levels.
And isn't it funny how some projects like move mm-hmm. opens up to really actually be in alignment with an intent, which is to help people. But that's not why you did the project. And you wouldn't have thought that that would be the way that got you towards that intention. But it magically lined up.
It did. Yeah, you can see all of the little steps that you took along the way that got you where you are today. And I think that what this process can also help people do is celebrate a little bit more, because I think especially in our U.S. culture, we don't celebrate as much as we can. You know, I think that even just sticking with a project when it gets hard is cause for a small celebration ceremony.
Yes, and especially at every project. Yeah. And maybe that's it. When you finish a project card, you celebrate.
Well, speaking of projects, John, we have finished this project. This is a small project that we undertook, oh gosh, what, about maybe about 2 months ago. And so we're finishing it. We're at part three. And we're also at the end of our show. Is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners as we're wrapping up this project?
The only thing I can think of is that this can be used for a spiritual practice, and it works amazingly within a spiritual practice. Mm-hmm. So I think I would just end with that.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for, you know, not only doing the planning of this project with me and also coming and sharing your story and also this process with the listeners. I really appreciate it. And again, for the listeners, if you like to get all the handouts and the summaries, you can go to reallifeworldchanges.com/energyleaks. And if you'd like to learn more about the show or go back and listen, you can go to janiceunderwood.com under the tab radio. And with that, I'm going to, just wish you all well this week. Look at your projects, look at those that energy, and know that you're supported in all that you do. And have a great week, everyone. We'll be right back here next week. 9 a.m. Pacific time and 12 p.m. Eastern. This is Janice Underwood, and from all of us here, have a great week.
You've been listening to The Janice Underwood Show. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and step into your creator shoes. Follow Janice as she continues to explore practical, soul-based tools and the creator mindset to promote healthier relationships with our bodies. Be supported in this physical life and evolve. For more information on Janice Underwood and her work, or to listen to past shows, visit janiceunderwood.com.